This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
I'm staring at the date and it says Saturday, January the 2nd, 2021, which means a lot of people are making New Year's resolution and resolutions, that is. And considering our lifestyle of staying home a lot more and maybe getting into them snacks, a lot of people have gained weight. And that is obviously something that they are probably saying to themselves, I'm going to do it. It's a new year. It's a new me. Let's eat better. Well, to chat about that, Leanne Phillipson is here. She's a nutritionist at SproutRight.com and, of course, the host of the Eat This podcast. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning, Jason. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year right back at you. So a lot of people probably are still making the New Year's resolutions. Many of them are, I need to eat better. But do you find when you talk to people about this, they have unreasonable expectations with how they're going to change their diet?
Absolutely. And isn't there a date by which 97% of the resolutions have already gone out the window? It's something that I stopped doing, four or five years ago. And I thought, hang on a minute, this resolution business is just not happening. So I switched that up to thinking about how do I want to feel? What is it that I want? And then create the habits to fulfill that. So that's the angle that I come at this, rather than saying, right, I'm going to be healthy, I'm going to do all the things. It's, you can say that till the cows come home, but unless you change what it is that you're doing every day, the habits that you're doing every day, then the resolutions really don't mean anything.
This is actually increasingly more difficult this year than any other year as well, because with being at home, I mean, we have formed habits now being in lockdown, and that habit is don't go out of the house. There's so much more binging and TV watching going on. So really, you know, changing your diet and creating these habits is more challenging for 2021, I'd say, than ever before.
Well, yes, it takes a lot more self-discipline. We're not new at this now, so we understand. I think at the beginning of the pandemic, then as I surveyed some people and just asked them, how are you doing? There are actually a lot of people that were saying, you know what, I'm kind of rocking this because I found a spot in my house where I like to work out. I found something online that I really enjoy doing, and it's not too much. I think sometimes people think that they had to mimic what they were doing at the gym at home, or start a whole new hour-long yoga practice. That's a lot to bite off. So whatever it is, just move your body. That can honestly just be going for a walk every day. Commit to do it. It could be 20 minutes. It could be half an hour. It could be 15 minutes or even an hour if you can if you've got that time on the weekend. But whatever it is that you're going to do, and same thing with eating, is just commit to it. But don't go over the top, right? I'm going to do something 7 days a week and that's it. I'm only going to eat vegetables. I'm going to go raw, plant-based, vegan. And, you know, I'm a meat eater. That's too much. Just ease into it. Honestly, it can just be one change, one small change even at a time to make some big impacts.
Yeah, attainability, I think, is a very good lesson. We're chatting with Leanne Phillipson. She is, of course, the host of the Eat This podcast with Leanne. So let's talk about eating. I have been chatting about snacks, how much I love them. I'm sure people do. Last night I was watching Cobra Kai and saw Corn Nuts and immediately went and got that stocking stuffer of Corn Nuts and just ate the whole package. But my thought process is I just can't have them in the house because they just won't be there for me to eat. That's kind of my practice I go with. Is that one that you employ?
Well, actually, in episode 41 of Eat This with Leanne, I spoke to an expert that deals with genetic testing. And can you believe that there is a gene in some people that is active, and it's called the cookie jar gene. And in those people that have the cookie jar gene, you cannot have those foods in the house Because if they're there, they're going to call your name. They're going to keep saying, Jason, Jason, it's the corn nuts. Come and get me. Come and get the whole bag. Just eat them. Don't even put me in a bowl because that's useless. You're going to come back for the second half of the bag afterwards. So just don't have them in the house. For other people who seemingly can have, like I can have chocolate in the house and it can sit there for a while. My kids will come and eat it, but I don't necessarily have that draw to it. And I honestly think that sometimes these things do come down to genetics because it's not like I've trained myself to do that. It just is there. I've always been that way. So understanding that that is what you need to do is half the battle. It's be easy on yourself. If I have these foods, if I go buy a bag of chips, if I go buy the chocolate, if I have the corn nuts, whatever your vice or guilty pleasure is, if it's in the house, then you're going to eat it. So don't buy it. You've got to ditch all the goods. They've just got to go out of the house or out of plain sight. Now that just comes down to the person that you are. The second thing that I suggest is crowd out all those cookies with veggies. Now that does not sound like fun and it does not sound sexy. And you're like, Leanne, what are you talking about? But if you wait until that point, if you know that you're going to crash in the afternoon, then you've got to eat before that crash happens. And whether it's your home or office desk that you're crawling under at about 2 or 3 o'clock, you've got to eat closer to 1:30 or 2 o'clock if your crash is at 2:30. And then the veggies actually taste really good. And don't just sit there and, you know, kind of eat like a rabbit. Go and get something colorful. Try some peppers. Try some chopped up zucchini. If you don't love raw broccoli, give it a fast steam or just drop it in some boiling water for about 2 or 3 minutes. And it really becomes a whole other snack of having, and you actually think, wow, this tastes really good. And if you get it before that crash happens, before when you typically want that sweet food, then you'll just find naturally that if you keep doing that every single day, then you're going to start feeling, oh, this is not so bad. And I actually have a 5-day ditch the holiday eating challenge for people. If any listeners want to jump on board with this, starting on January the 11th. And these are the kind of things that I take you through just over 5 days. One thing that you're going to do every single day. So you can head over to sproutright.com. Just at the top, there's a little banner that says join the challenge here. It's all free. It's just so that we can have a new perspective on getting into January away from all those holiday things. And, you know, maybe it is just from lockdown or maybe it's from the holidays. Doesn't really matter. Some new habits are always a good thing. It's always inspiring.
Leanne, I do have one more question for you, and I don't know if you'll be able to answer it for me. So I'm a bit of a salt. I'm a bit of a salty. I mentioned the corn nuts right there. You're throwing veggies at me, and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm cool with a little carrot stick here and there, and I love the suggestion of peppers. They're my favorite veggie. But is there something that is considered an okay snack on the drier side, like a cracker, a chip replacement? That's something that I consistently crave.
So I'm going to be total nutritionist on you here, but this is also because I do eat them myself. Kale chips.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're really kale. Kale is not my favorite vegetable, so don't think I am total nutritionist here. But when you cook them, you know, get a big head of kale, you're like, oh, God, I don't really want to eat that. It's so chewy and it's green. Just throw some olive oil on it, put it in the oven, 300 degrees for about 10, maybe 15 minutes. You can put something called nutritional yeast on it, which sort of tastes a bit cheesier. Just take some really chunky salt and put that on top. It is incredible. And that will honestly do the trick of any of those salty snacks.
All right. I'll give it a try again. I had a problem making them crispy, but that could just be my
they
culinary
They have to be
skills.
Dry. No, if you wash your kale, it has to be dry before you put the olive oil on it.
Okay.
And then throw it in the oven. It's always when the kale is too wet that they don't come out crispy.
All right. Good tip. Love it. Well, Leanne, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Of course, more can be found at sproutright.com and on the Eat This podcast. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Jason. Can't wait.
Leanne Phillipson, nutritionist at sproutright.com.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to pocketemploymentlawyer.ca.